8:45 p.m. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. The news edited by Darshan Ashoka Kumara and read by Steve Morrell. The president emphasizes no human rights organization staged protests against the massacre of innocent civilians by the LTT terrorists in the vicinity of the Sri Mahabodhi. A massive crowd demonstrated and held a walk in support of the government in Colombo today. The Department of Meteorology says the country will experience heavy showers and winds tomorrow as well. Sri Lankan-born scientists say rain patterns in the country is changing due to climatic change. And now for the news in detail. President Mahinda Rajapaksa emphasizes no human rights organization state protests against massacre of innocent civilians massacred by the LTT terrorists in the vicinity of the Sri Mahabodhi at that time, nor did they speak against such killings. Delivering the keynote address at the Commonwealth Local Government Conference in 2013 held in Kampala, Uganda, the president also said the twin pillars of durable peace and political stability have opened doors for Sri Lanka to move forward on an accelerated economic and social development. President Rajapaksa spoke about the evolution of local government in Sri Lanka and noted that local government has not only been practical but also effective in taking development directly to the people. The president further said that local government was among the first target of terrorism. Restoring local government and accelerating economic growth were the priorities of Sri Lankan immediately after the end of the war. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, delivering the inaugural address, also commended Sri Lanka's efforts in ending terrorism in the country and assured Uganda's presence at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Colombo this year. A massive walk and demonstration to express support for the government was held in Colombo today. The walk started from the Lake House roundabout around 1 p.m. with the participation of several thousand people. This walk and demonstration was organized by several political parties and people's organizations to oppose the anti-government walk organized by the United National Party, Janata Vimukti Peramuna, Tamil National Alliance and certain NGOs. This walk of the opposition displayed attempts to bring being made by anti-government NGOs at the behest of pro-Tiger terrorist elements and certain embassies in Colombo. It also displaced the unsuccessful attempts made by them by transporting people brought for money and endeavoring to force them to oppose the government. On the other hand, the demonstration that started from the Lake House roundabout and proceeded to Colombo Fort railway station consisted leaders of several political parties, several ministers, leaders of main trade unions, and many patriotic organizations. The banners carried by the participants of this procession called for defeat of the terrorist objectives. They also condemned the unholy alliance of anti-national forces. The governor of the Western province, Aladdin Maulana, speaking on behalf of the demonstrators, said that this demonstration is being held not to fulfill private agendas, but to express solidarity for the development of the country. The Department of Meteorology says even though the tropical cyclone in the Bay of Bengal is easing, heavy rains and winds are expected in the island tomorrow as well. The department requests the fishing community to refrain from their activities due to rough seas. Meanwhile, incessant rains occurred in the central hills today. The Don Bosco College in Hatton has been closed as some buildings have been hit by landslides. Our reporters say the railway services from Nanwar to Watavala has been restrained due to landslides. Heavy fog is being experienced in Pasara. The public in the Dunugala area also advised to take precautionary measures to avert possible damages caused by landslides. The Disaster Management Center told the SLBC that the government has taken measures to provide relief for the people affected by bad weather. 3,014 families have been displaced and 4 deaths reported. This news broadcast comes to you from the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. Sri Lankan-born scientist Professor Mohan Munasinghe, who shared the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize as Vice Chair of the UN Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change, says change of rain patterns will badly hit Sri Lanka in the future as a result of the climate change. He added that rains received by the north, central and southern provinces will be drastically reduced and the wet zone will receive more rain. He added, change of pattern of ranking and raining will make adverse impacts on the country, social and economic fronts. There is a danger of reducing harvest due to extreme weather conditions. Meanwhile, the people living in the coastal belt will also be faced with difficulties as the sea levels would rise. Because of climate change, Professor Munasinghe observed that contribution of Sri Lanka to climate change is extremely little, and rich countries like the USA, Japan and Europe and the European Union are the biggest culprits. Minister Anurup Priyadarshana Yappa has ordered the relevant officials to inquire about the shortage of crude oil on the Sapagaskanda oil refinery. The authorities have already taken measures to prevent any possible shortage of oil in the country. Managing Director of the Petroleum Corporation, Susanna De Silva, said that there will not be any shortage of fuel supply due to the closure of the Sapagaskanda refinery. He said a tank ship carrying crude oil from Dubai has developed a technical failure in the high seas, and this has caused the closure of the Sapagaskanda oil refinery. The oil refinery will be reopened shortly. Sri Lanka invites Malaysian companies to invest in large-scale infrastructure projects that are in by the pipeline for disbursement by the government and the private sector. Malaysia, the number one foreign investor in Sri Lanka, with a cumulative investment of about $1.4 billion, is seen as a front-runner to secure projects in the island. Board of Investment of Sri Lanka, Executive Director Duminder Aryasinghe, said Sri Lanka expects to attract about 2 billion ringgit in foreign direct investments this year, with many infrastructure projects to be launched in the tourism sector and highway construction. Aryasinghe said that in order to showcase Sri Lanka's investment prospects to Malaysian investors, Sri Lanka would like to extend his invitation to Malaysian businessmen to attend the Commonwealth Business Forum in 2013. To be held in Colombo from November 12th to 14th. The forum is expected to bring together over 1,000 participants comprising business leaders, strategic thinkers and policymakers from 60 countries. Now to end the local news, the headlines again. The president emphasizes no human rights organizations stage protests against the massacre of innocent civilians by the LTTE terrorists in the vicinity of the Sri Mahabodhi. A massive crowd demonstrated and held a walk in support of government in Colombo today. The Department of Meteorology says the country will experience heavy showers and winds tomorrow as well. Sri Lankan-born scientists say rain patterns in the country is changing due to climate change. And that ends the local news. Watchlight. The Ministry of Economic Development has made plans to develop 12 railway stations in the Gampa district under the program Super Village and Super Country. Director of Plan Implementation of the Gampa district, Governor Vikramapada, says that funds from the decentralized budget for this year will be utilized to develop the railway station in Ragama, Jayala Sidhuwar, Katunayaka, Nigambo, Ganemulla, Gampaha, Vyangoda, Mirigama, Amepusa, Endramulla and Bemulla. That ends Watchlight.
Heralding victory, providing unmatchable service People's Leasing transforms the nation, embracing change as People's Leasing and Finance PLC. People's Leasing and Finance PLC, incorporated on 22nd August 1995, is licensed by the Monetary Board of the Central Bank of Sri Lanka under the Finance Business Act No. 42 of 2011 and rated AA-.
World News. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease. World News, the headlines first. Cleveland kidnap accused Castro to plead innocent. Lawyers. French economy returns to recession. Syrian rebels and army clash around Aleppo prison. Now for the world news in detail. The U.S. man accused of imprisoning three women for about a decade in his house in Ohio will plead not guilty to all charges. Ariel Castro, age 52, is charged with four counts of kidnapping and three counts of rape. The women were abducted at different times and held in Mr. Castro's house in Cleveland. One of them escaped earlier this month and raised the alarm. France has entered its second recession in 4 years after the economy shrank by 0.2% in the first quarter of the year. Its economy shrank by the same amount in the last quarter of 2012. A recession is defined as two consecutive quarters of negative growth. France has record unemployment and low business and consumer confidence. Additional figures showed that recession across 17 nation eurozones has continued into a sixth quarter. The economy of the 17 nation bloc shrank by 0.2% in January to March period, according to the EU statistics office in Eurostat, with nine of its members now in recession. Syrian government troops and rebels have clashed around a prison in the flashpoint northern city of Aleppo. Reports suggest the rebel fighters may have tried to blow up the walls of the prison, which holds some 4,000 inmates. Activists said government forces had counterattacked using tank shells and air raids. Meanwhile, the rebel Free Syrian Army vowed to punish criminals after a video appeared apparently showing a rebel biting a dead soldier's organs. In Aleppo, rebels appear to have detonated car bombs outside the walls of the prison on Wednesday morning, according to Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Now to end the world news, the headlines again. Cleveland kidnap accused Castro to plead innocent. Lawyers. French economy returns to recession. Syrian rebels and army clash around Aleppo prison. And that is world news.
World News. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease.